It's $6.7 billion to produce 17,000 of the military's next generation of Joint Light Tactical Vehicles. Oshkosh spokesman John Daggett says the Wisconsin company's experience and superior design helped win the contract.
Oshkosh is going to be really building the vehicle of the future.
Daggett says the new vehicles will be able to get fighters into a battle scene quickly and get them back safely.
The ballistic protection of a light tank, the underbody protection of an MRAP, which is a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle, and really the off-road mobility of a Baja racer.
All of the new military vehicles will be built in Oshkosh, protecting thousands of current jobs and creating an unknown number of new ones. Daggett says the order could grow to 55,000 vehicles worth $30 billion.
This win is really good news for the state of Wisconsin, the city of Oshkosh, and obviously it's good for our employees. It's really going to help support thousands of jobs.
Daggett credits Oshkosh Corporation's experience and superior design with winning the contract. Union workers also helped with a labor agreement in 2013.
We have had very good relationships with the UAW. They have been a real partner with us.
All of the vehicles will be made in Oshkosh. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.